Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian William Reed, R-E-E-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Reed as described in my report of 8/19/20. Reed is now a 63-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 4/26/18. Reed indicates he injured his neck, back, and knee as a result, and was seen at the emergency room in Vineland afterwards. Reed, he had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on his knee, but is no longer receiving any active care. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, an order approving settlement was issued on 12/3/20 for 27.5% of the right leg due to orthopedic residuals of fracture of the fibular head, comma, complex macerated tear of the medial meniscus, and complete tear of the anterior cruciate ligament, comma, status post right knee steroid injection, semicolon, status post arthroscopy of the right knee with partial medial meniscectomy and abrasion chondroplasty of the patellofemoral joint. Period. He then applied for review of that award, accompanied by answers to interrogatories. Period. He indicated he had not had any treatment since the entry of the last award and had continued to work for the respondent. Period. He was seeking additional medical treatment for his right leg due to significant increase in his pain. Period. He denied any subsequent accidents. Period. In paragraph, the only new medical documentation provided to me was an evaluation by Dr. Matthew McClure on 3/11/22, period. He reviewed the records describing his course of treatment to date, period. This included right knee surgery by Dr. McAlpin on 9/10/18, period. He had continued to work regular duty with the same employer and not lost any time from work due to this incident. Period. He's able to perform his full duties but experiences pain. Period. Exam found healed arthroscopic scars about the right knee with no effusion, erythema, or induration. Period. There was joint line tenderness palpation but no tenderness about the fibular head. Period. Flexion was to 130 degrees and extension to 0 degrees. Period. Pain is noted with terminal flexion. Period. McMurray's was negative. Period. Anterior drawer comma, posterior drawer comma, and Lockman's demonstrate a soft end pellet with ACL testing, but was otherwise intact. Period. There was mild valgus deformity both knees symmetrically. Period. Clicking and crepitus is noted with range of motion. Period. Tenelles of the fibular head was negative. Period. Examine the left knee was symmetric to the right. Period. He also found a flattened lordotic curve. Period. Range of motion was mildly diminished in flexion and extension, and straight leg raise maneuver was negative. Period. He concluded Mr. Reed remained at maximum medical improvement regarding the 4/26/18 work accident. Period. His clinical condition at the right knee is most consistent at that point with osteoarthritis. Period. He would very likely benefit from treatment directed at the right knee osteoarthritis, but this is outside of the specific work accident in question. Period. Intraoperatively, he noted Dr. McAlpin found on 9/10/18 substantial degenerative change, comma, medial meniscectomy with an abrasion chondroplasty of the patellofemoral joint was performed. Period. Physical exam. He relates he did have 3 epidurals in his back that helped. Period. He had 5 injections of, quote, chicken fat, end quote, in the right knee, which also helped a lot. Period. extremities. Lower inspection revealed swelling of the right knee and left greater than right ankles. Period. Motion of the knees and hips was full in all planes without crepitus or sore tenderness. Period. There was generalized decreased range of motion about both ankles, consistent with his swelling. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Knees normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an intalgic gait on the right without using a handheld assistive device. Pretty was able to stand on his heels and toes. Pretty changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Pretty inspection revealed a rhomboid-shaped scar in the lower lumbar spine. Pretty had a faint reddish pigmentation to it. Pretty transversely, its widest dimension was 6 inches, and longitudinally, its longest dimension was 3.5 inches. Pretty. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 50 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period was tender at the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Period and then normal through. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 45 degrees and left at 75 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. William Reed was injured at work on 4/26/18, and I will mark what should be inserted from the prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He was seen by Dr. McClure on 3/11/22, who deemed he had arthritis in the knee that should be treated outside of the work injury. Period. Mr. Reed had continued to work in a full duty capacity. Period. His current clinical exam found there to be healed scarring about the lower lumbar spine. Period. There's swelling of the right knee, but full range of motion. Period. He had swelling of the left greater than the right ankles with diminished motion bilaterally. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. Period. He had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers did not elicit any radicular complaints, and neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as before and will be inserted here as marked. Period. End.